We have all seen the horrifying images from Gaza. The babies so thin from starvation you can see their skeletons. The bodies of children killed while queuing for water. The emaciated hostages still held captive by Hamas. The Prime Minister has rightly said he wants to stop all that. So when the one man in the world who has the power to stop that comes here to our country on a state visit, will the Prime Minister look President Trump in the eye and urge him to use the influence on Netanyahu and Qatar to make it stop?
Prime Minister.
Can I join him on his comments about Annette Brooke and also in his description about the horrifying situation in Gaza? And it is horrifying. We're looking at a man-made famine on top of everything else. That is why we're expending so much of our time with our partners seeking to bring about a ceasefire, to get humanitarian aid in at pace, to get the hostages out, and of course to put forward a peace plan that can actually take us to a two-stage solution. And of course I'll talk to all international leaders about that. I would gently say to them that if he hadn't refused the invite to the state banquet, he could be there 2 weeks on Tuesday and speak to President Trump himself. And I'm surprised it's not an act of leadership to pass up that opportunity.